Opal Plumstead. Written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Madeline Leslie. Mother had always drummed it into us that no respectable lady should ever carry on working after she got married. She should devote herself to her household duties and rear her children. The only married women who worked were poverty-stricken, with feckless husbands who couldn't support their families. It was a shock realizing that this was now our own situation. I knew just how hard it must have been for Mother to go out seeking work. I reached out and took hold of her hand. "Well done, Mother," I whispered. "No, it is not well done," she said, pulling away from me. "I've been unsuccessful. I've been to Bead and Chambers department store, Evelyn's the draper's, Maxwell's the toy shop, Henley's China Emporium, practically every wretched shop in town, but without success. No one wants to take on a middle-aged lady with scarcely any experience. I even went to the Fairy Glen factory and asked for light work there, but they're only taking on young girls." "As if you could ever work in a factory, Mother," said Cassie fiercely, but Mother glared at her too. "We can't take that attitude now, girls. We have to do what we can. So I'm going to be working at home, making novelty rabbits for Porter's toy factory. They'll be delivering all the pieces on Monday. I'm to make 3 dozen a day."
3 dozen!
"Apparently they have some women who manage up to 100. But even then I don't think I'll earn enough to pay the rent," said Mother. And a tear rolled down her cheek.
"Don't, Mother. I can't bear it," said Cassie.
"Look, I'll get a job. Hang it, I'll even work at Fairy Glen." I stared at my sister, amazed at her heroism.
"No, Cassie, I won't hear of it," said Mother. "You're halfway through your apprenticeship. You'll start earning next year. It will be madness to throw up your position now."
Cassie slumped with relief.
"But what are we going to do?" I said.
Mother bent her head, not looking at me. She stirred her tea, though it had gone lukewarm.
"I think you'll have to start at the factory, Opal," she said.
I was so shocked I could scarcely breathe.
"Opal!" gasped Cassie. "She's 14. There's many a lass at 14 goes to work," said Mother, still staring down at her teacup.
"But I've got my scholarship," I said. "I'm going to stay on at school and take my exams. Father says I might even go to university."
"Yes, well, your father has no say in things now. And I can't quite see the point of all that schooling. It doesn't teach you anything useful. It's time you started work, Opal. You can always catch up with your book learning later."
"Not at Fairy Glen, though," said Cassie. "Can't Opal start an apprenticeship like me?"
"No, she can't," Mother snapped. "She needs to start earning money."
"What about one of the shops in town?"
"I've told you. There are no positions anywhere. The only place needing girls is the factory. So that's where she's going, starting Monday," said Mother. "I've fixed it."